Many of you know me, but for the sake of those who don't, I will share a few words. My husband and I were ordained 41 years ago. 4 years ago, this month, a large brain tumor was discovered and removed. Everything seemed to be fine, but 2 months later, an infection was discovered. That led to two other craniotomies that same year. The last surgery caused me to have a stroke. Because of the stroke, I was unable to talk, walk, or use my right arm or hand. Lana and I retired from ministry. In the 3.5 years since then, I've been making slow progress with rehab, my family and friends, and with God's grace. Unrelated to this, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in June of 2023. And a mastectomy was done. Through it all, and in spite of it all, the stroke of 3 years ago was the most challenging thing I've faced. Thanks for putting up with my slow words, but apparently God is not done with me yet. Now, on to the sermon for this morning. A voice from heaven said, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Did Jesus ever think of those words in the months and years to come? I think he thought of them often. When he talked and preached, when he healed the sick and ate with sinners, when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he hung on the cross, bleeding and dying. God's word to him at his baptism were an ongoing source of strength and assurance throughout his life and ministry. What about us? Most of us don't remember our baptism. We've maybe seen the pictures, but most of us don't have any memory of it. I don't remember my baptism, but I know it happened. This is the most precious picture I have. I was baptized by my grandfather. The grandkids called him Bumps. Bumps baptized me. But even more, God spoke his promise to me. I was splashed with water and sealed by God's word. It was the most important event of my life. Today we are invited to remember our baptism. In the water and the word, God spoke to you. You are my son, the beloved. You are my daughter, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased. You did not do anything to earn it. You did not do anything to deserve it. It is a gift, pure and simple. It's all too easy for us to forget who we are. In baptism, we are given a name and an identity. Washed with water, filled with the Holy Spirit and marked with the sign of the cross. We are reborn as children of God and inheritors of eternal life. What an incredible gift we have been given. But our baptism is not just a source of joy. It is also a responsibility. God calls us to live as his children, serving, giving, and loving. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, his life of public ministry began. In the same way, our baptism is not so much a one-time event in the past as it is an ongoing way of life. It is a call to discipleship. When our four kids were young, we took them to see the Disney film Lion King. I was struck by its baptismal imagery, even though I knew that this was not what the writers had in mind. Yet, the story of this film can serve as a parable about our identity as children of God and our call to be disciples of Jesus. The film begins with the birth of the Lion King's son and his anointing. He is marked on his forehead and presented to everyone in the kingdom. Later, as a young cub, tragedy strikes. He becomes trapped in a stampede. His father comes to his rescue, but is killed in the process. Filled with grief and guilt, young Simba leaves his home, thinking he has caused his father's death and must never return. Simba grows up in the wilderness, far from the promised land. He lives a self-indulgent life, doing whatever he wants and not worrying about his responsibility for anyone or anything else. Hakuna Matata, no worries, becomes his problem-free philosophy. The lion born to be king turns his back on the past and tries to forget who he is. Years later, as a grown lion, Simba encounters his past when the long-forgotten monkey named Rafiki confronts him with the truth he has forgotten. And now let's watch a short clip of this scene.
Creepy little monkey. Will you stop following me? Who are you?
The question is, who are you?
I thought I knew. Now I'm not so sure.
Well, I know who you are. Shh, come here. It's a secret.
Enough already. What is that supposed to mean, anyway?
It means you're a baboon. And I'm not.
I think you're a little confused.
Wrong. I'm not the one who's confused. You don't even know who you are.
Oh, and I suppose you know.
Sure do. You're Mufasa's boy. Bye.
Hey, wait! You knew my father?
Correction. I know your father.
I hate to tell you this, but he died a long time ago.
Nope! Wrong again! He's alive! And I'll show him to you. You follow old Rafiki. He knows the way. Come on!
Wait.
Come on.
Would you slow down?
Stop!
That's not my father. It's just my reflection.
No. Look hard. You see, he lives in you.
Simba, you have forgotten me.
No. How could I?
You have forgotten who you are, and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son. And the one true king. Remember who you are.
No, please, don't leave me.
Remember.
Father.
Remember.
Don't leave me.
Remember.
Simba, you have forgotten me. Remember who you are. You are my son. Remember. How quickly we forget. In the case of Simba, it was the burden of sorrow and guilt that drove him away from his father's kingdom. Tragedy and sorrow, sin and guilt, worries and fear, all of these can cause us to turn away from God and forget who we are. We need to be brought back. We need to return to the font every week to hear God's word, to be reminded who we are and whose we are. We have come here today in a variety of situations. Perhaps you feel separated from God because of sin, thinking that God could never forgive you. Perhaps you are overcome with sorrow, grieving the loss of someone dear to you. Perhaps tragedy or sickness fills you with fear and dread of the future. Or perhaps you've just been so busy searching for happiness and success in life that you have lost track of what's most important and have forgotten who you are. On this day of our Lord's baptism, we are invited, as Rafiki says, to look harder. Jesus died for you and me. He rose again so that we could live forever with him. We are invited to the water to see, to hear, and to know the truth that we belong to God and that nothing will separate us from his love. In the final hours of my mom's life, I sat at her bedside. I kept vigil as she waited for Jesus to take her home. With my hand on her head and with tears in my eyes, I prayed a blessing. And then I traced the sign of the cross on her forehead. I reminded her and me that we have a God who always keeps his promises. I invite you now to close your eyes and picture your baptism. Imagine the water splashing on your head as you are held in God's arms. Now, with your eyes closed, listen to God's word to you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, your Savior, and you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Now we can open your eyes. The Holy Spirit has called us here today. He has gathered us by the font and round the table. With the water, we have been sealed and fed by God's word of grace. As you leave the sanctuary today, pause before the font. Look into the water. Look harder. Wet your fingers and then make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Remember who you are. You are God's beloved child. Amen.